I've been waiting for a long while to analyze the DNA of a Thal female. But now a sample has become available. If you will look at this punch card.
Both have the same structure. The double helix.
The chromosomes of every living creature on Skaro have that structure, Raoul.
But look at the detail, Shan.
The genetic sequences are utterly distinct.
Thals might look like Khaleds. We've always assumed we had a common ancestor, but I no longer believe that is true. Or at least I think the divergence was around 100 million years ago, not a recent one.
Thals have adapted to fit the same ecological niche as Khaleds. It's not so great a surprise that they resemble us.
But so closely.
It's superficial. Their internal organs are configured entirely differently. They need to breathe the same air, so of course they have lungs.
But Thal lungs have a completely different structure to yours or mine. They are longer, thinner. The ratio between the sexes is different. We know that there are 7 males for every female. Judging from those 2 pieces of evidence, I believe they may have evolved from a creature like a modern Uvacral.
So the Thals aren't people, they're animals. Water snakes?
It's not that. That's like saying we're clams.
It's difficult to make comparisons. There's so little to compare DNA with. The war... Well, virtually every animal species is extinct now.
Unless you fancy a swim in the Lake of Mutations.
The what?
It's what people have started to call Dramakin Lake. It's full of monsters, they say.
They also say there's a honeycomb of tunnels under the city full of strange creatures and screaming winds. At night, the Krakus come out to eat small Khaled children who haven't polished their boots. It's rubbish. People just made up some monsters to scare everyone.
And that is our job.
Coordinator Davros, perhaps we could try to capture some examples of living creatures. Piece together what we can of the genetic record of the planet while we can.
We have changed the face of Skaro.
Wait, a minute ago you said we'd adapted to live on the planet. Now you're saying we're adapting the planet?
Yes.
That makes no sense. Which is it?
It's both. We've adapted to live on the planet as it was, not as it is becoming. The war has led to a mass extinction of animal and plant life, unable to survive the new challenges.
The future is what matters. What Skaro and the Khaleds will become that should concern us. Where we are going, not where we've come from.
To understand the future, we have to understand the past. If we collected rodents and...
High Councillor Matros says that any talk of scientific research that isn't part of the war effort is treason.
How was your meeting with Valron and the Supremo? Did your mother
My mother was her usual helpful self. Now, that's enough for today. Raoul, if...